This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Tax time next April is going to be interesting, being as it will be the first filing season for which the overhauled tax code will apply. There is a provision of that code that's going to take effect on January the 1st that'll affect people going through a divorce. For more than 75 years in this economy, alimony payments have been tax deductible for the person making the payments and reportable as income for the recipient of alimony payments. As of New Year's, that's not going to be. Unless your divorce is finalized by New Year's Eve, in which case you will be grandfathered in. And all of that is making this a busy season at divorce lawyers' offices, as Marketplace's Mario Segarra reports.
When Heather graduated from the University of Utah, she had these big dreams. She was going to get her MBA and work her way up to the corner office.
But, you know, life gets in the way. Our culture tends to promote young marriage and starting a family young. And that is what we did.
Heather's Mormon. She got married in 1992 and stayed home to raise her four daughters. She asked us not to use her last name because she's in the middle of a divorce.
And at 49 years old, as a woman who has no experience and just a piece of paper that says I have a degree, it's quite difficult to move forward without a little bit of help.
Heather's preliminary divorce agreement, sent over by her husband's lawyer, includes alimony. She says it's not enough for her to live on until she finds a full-time job. But she might accept it, because there's this caveat attached.
That if it is not signed and sealed and delivered, and the judge signs it by December 31st, then the offer is null and void.
That's because for divorces finalized after January 1st, people who pay alimony will no longer be able to deduct it from their taxes. And people who receive alimony won't have to pay taxes on it. Divorce lawyers say clients who would be paying alimony are rushing to finalize their divorces before the change goes into effect. Sandra Radna is a divorce lawyer in New York. Half of her divorce cases involve alimony. And she started hearing from clients as soon as the tax law passed.
Usually started off with a phone call or an email or a text message saying, Sandra, what are we going to do? And we have to be done by the end of the year.
Radna specializes in highly contested divorces.
Highly contested means that we both agree that we want to get divorced, but we're not agreeing on anything. We don't agree on who should have custody of the children. We don't agree on how the assets should be divided up. Maybe one spouse thinks the other spouse is hiding
but
money.
But since clients really don't want to miss the December 31st deadline,
they're willing to maybe concede some issues that they wouldn't have conceded before.
Take the house. Have the retirement account. You want an extra visitation day with the kids? All real examples from Radna's clients. But you can't always come to an agreement. Steve, who also asked us to withhold his last name, is going through a divorce. He's 38, lives in California. He and his wife have two daughters, ages 7 and 9. He earns a lot more money than his wife, so he's gonna owe alimony. Also, they've been married for more than 10 years. Under state law, that means there's no set end date to the alimony payments. So it's possible that
I'm going to pay alimony until I die or until she dies or she remarries.
Steve says this deduction could add up to hundreds of dollars a month or six figures over a lifetime. And he says if he loses it, he'll offer his wife less. So he's been trying to get her to sign the divorce papers before the year ends.
I explained to her that it's beneficial for both of us.
But because they've already split their assets, like their house and rental properties, 50-50.
I didn't actually have any negotiation or any bargaining power in my hand.
Steve says he's still trying to get the divorce settled by December 31st. If that doesn't happen, they might end up in court, where a judge would decide. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.